There's not much better than the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette, Innaloo, Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree.
The Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world and across the mighty state of WA, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
Thursday afternoons in the studio at Triple M normally is a quiet afternoon. Now, there's a saying, work smarter, not harder. I think most of the people are probably working maybe from home. Well, Danny, I look around today and this joint is heaving. I have never seen so many people here.
Yeah, not that many people stick around to listen to our show.
You gotta fight for your right.
There is a party going on at Triple M today.
I hope we don't miss out on any of the food up
there. How quickly people forget about us. In fact, I was with Chris Judd one day and we were in the car and we were sort of driving and a guy called him up and it was his car sponsor and he said, Juddy, mate, congratulations on your career. He just retired, you know, fantastic, absolutely outstanding. But do you reckon you can drop your car back? And he said to me, mate, yes, how quickly people forget. Well, you know what? I'm looking around right now, and they have completely forgot about us, Rush
Absolutely.
Hour Show.
Absolutely. Stitch up, Embers.
Xavier Ellis, he's been drunk since 9 o'clock when he got off air this morning. Michelle Anderson, she's drunk too. All right.
Forget about Michelle.
By she's the time we get up.
Party's probably done.
Oh, well. Anyway, we've got a big show coming up and we might have to get you a glass of water, Danny.
Yeah, sorry,
don't
guys.
Don't go over there in
the
front of us.
The kids at daycare coughing in my face overnight. What have they done to me? Sorry. Got a bit of a frog in my throat today, Embers. So if you have to save me at any point, please
croaky,
jump in.
You
are the Kermit the Frog of Triple M, remember?
Yes. So, and I am very good at jumping in and especially all over people. So, yes, that'll probably happen regardless, Danny.
Thank you. Now, last night I got home from work and It's hit me a little bit, Embers, like being back every day working because it's been a while since I've worked full time.
And you know what you do notice with this particular job too? It's mentally draining as well because you're constantly thinking, you take the blinkers off, everything is content, everything is a story, and to put it together as well when you've got three kids and a husband at work, it's
two kids.
Not easy.
Luke's my third kid.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to.
But when I come in here as well, you know, and anyone in an office environment would know that, you're on all the time because you're talking to people and you're mingling. So it is exhausting when you get home at the end of the day, let alone, as you mentioned, all the jobs you have.
Especially too when Xavier Ellis rocks up again with his kids.
And I just saw them walk in.
He's obviously thinking that you're going to babysit them. G'day, Teddy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, he's just trying to load
really
something
well.
Else on me.
Very exhausting job you've got there.
So I sit at the kitchen bench last night and Luke's kindly cooked dinner for me, which was really nice of him. You know, I did not expect that at all, but he looked at me and he goes, "What's up, love?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just, you know, I'm a little bit run down at the moment."
Yep.
And I said, "You know, just working full time." And he looked at me and goes, "Working full time." In this smart ass tone, as if to say, "This stint on the Rush Hour isn't working full time." Now, I just want to set the record straight, Embers. We get in a few hours before the show.
Yep, we get in here probably around one-ish.
One-ish.
Every day.
Put on a two-hour show. We leave just after six. We have a catch-up with the team afterwards and then we're out the door before tomorrow's show. So it equates to about 5-6 hours here. Now, if you do that every day, doesn't matter what time you start. If you start at 8 a.m. and you finish at 2 p.m., that's 6 hours, isn't
quality, not quantity. Keep going.
So if you do that, though, 5 days a week, people would consider you working full-time.
It's a full-time wage.
This
yes.
is full-time
Absolutely.
Work. And also, if my husband is listening, this is you know what I've realised? This is the perfect forum to go back at your partner and really set the record. They can't retaliate, can they? We've got the mic, we've got the stage. I'll have you know as well, when you're a mum, when you're a dad, anyone that cares for kids, you're never really off the job.
Never.
You're full-time.
Full-time, that's right. And I have been in that football environment before, and I can assure you those footballers get a lot of bloody time off.
Yeah,
right?
What? Yeah.
And for him to actually come home on his day off and then try to get a babysitter to look after the kids while you are working.
Yes.
Look, Shuey, if you aren't listening right now, toughen up.
Yeah, toughen
look
up.
Look after your own kids,
thanks,
mate.
Embers, for having my back there. I knew you would. Westo's just...
I'll tell you what, Luke, if you don't
Westo's
play well for your good mates... Last game on Sunday.
You're in big strife.
Yeah, get takeaway on the way home.
You know what? Westo's
because
thinking.
Not cooking for you.
Westo's thinking, I just want to stay single forever. Stop being in a relationship. Too much trouble.
No, I'm just.
Westo might not get a choice about that.
I just know that Luke's got the studio number and I'm waiting for him to call.
Surveillance inside a share house? Sounds a little bit dodgy if you ask me.
What, like as in landlords filming what's going
putting
on?
Cameras up. Wow. Well, it's happened. A Perth renter has found a security camera inside their share house. Now, he goes on to say that he's...
Big brother styles.
Yeah. So the homeowner is using cameras to watch our comings and goings inside the house. Now, this sounds illegal to me.
It's happening here in Perth.
Happening here in Perth.
That's illegal.
For example, he's gone on to say that he's been accused of breaking something inside the house and have been confronted by the homeowners saying that they saw me on camera coming from the direction of the damage. So they've confronted him with the cameras that they've caught him basically doing something. And he's thinking, well, hang on. Firstly, why have you got cameras inside the share house? It's a private rental, four rooms. He's with a few couples at the moment.
And you can't do that, Embers.
Well, yeah,
that's a huge invasion of privacy. Nah, it can't be allowed.
And it sort of got us thinking because, and you know what, people will probably go and investigate this, but yeah. Let's take it into another path, right? 133353, we'll throw it out to our listeners because there's always things that we catch on cameras, right?
Always, yes.
Always. So,
we're being filmed right now.
Oh, we do,
catch me picking my nose during the songs.
I am constantly just taking selfies of myself. They get caught all the time. What have you caught on CCTV cam? 133353. What have you caught? Have you got cameras at your place?
So we do. We've got a security system at home on the outside because I didn't think you could put them on the inside, but on the outside. Now, our house was built in the 50s, so an older house. Security cameras on the outside of the house now, asbestos eaves. Now, my mum, hugely paranoid about asbestos, has been for a very long time. She used to be like a human resources counsellor at Western Power back in the day. So a lot of people that had been exposed to that would go to mum. So she's just got a phobia of it.
She knows, you know.
It's deep in her, right? Yeah. So when we got these security cameras installed, mum's going, yeah, where are they putting them? I was like, oh, just out the front. What, they're drilling into the eaves? I was going, oh, yeah. But it's just one drill, mum. You know, they're not hacking at it. Anyway. Later that day when I got home after it had been installed, there was water everywhere on my front veranda. And I was like, what's all this water? It hasn't rained. I said to Luke, where's that water come from? And he goes, well, why don't you check the security cameras?
Oh, good idea. That's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for. Now, my mum had rolled around at about 4 o'clock that afternoon after they'd been installed and hosed down the area.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she was so paranoid that asbestos fibres had dropped. And we caught it on camera. So now that's just what we go to every time. When she comes over, she overfeeds the dogs. It's all on camera.
Mum's fault, yes. The eyes in the skies, they don't miss a thing. 133353, what have you caught on your CCTV camera?
Security cameras.
Let's get the real juicy CCTV stories, the controversial ones, Embers.
Who we got there to kick things off, Danny?
Leighton from High Wycombe. What have you caught on CCTV?
So we caught the Oz Post van driving onto our grass, pulling up to the door instead of getting out and dropping it off at the door. Because our cat was at the door, so he was too scared of the cat.
that is the worst excuse I've ever heard, Leighton.
This happens a bit, and it happens as well with your food delivery drivers. You get really annoyed at where they've left your food. I've done that a bit, and I've checked my cameras to see where it was. Because we've got dogs, and they bark, and they get a little bit scared, which is fair enough.
Good call, Leighton. Good
thanks,
on you.
Thanks, Leighton.
Lisa from Pinjarra. All right, Lisa, tell us, what have you caught on your CCTV?
We didn't actually have CCTV that we were aware of. We were in a rental that was privately recording us as well. So
really?
We had CCTV on our driveway, so everyone that came and went was recorded, also in our backyard.
Did you know these cameras were there, Lisa?
We knew they were there. We didn't know they were recording until our neighbour let us know that they were on.
Were there any cameras inside the house?
Well, I don't think so, but as soon as we found out, we sort of switched off the Wi-Fi that they had, their own Wi-Fi connection. So, we didn't want to be recorded any longer.
Because imagine, Lisa, if you went out in the nude to just water your backyard, you were feeling like it was a nice fresh Saturday morning and... Yeah, geez, that's a bit creepy.
Absolutely.
It is a little bit.
Just being in the bedroom with your partner and thinking that there could be a camera in the room.
No, I don't like it.
Good on you, Lisa. Shelley from Willerton. Tell us, Shelley, what have you caught on your CCTV camera?
Hiya. Well, we've actually got a workshop and in the bin area out the back, so it's a gated bin area, and 24-hour surveillance, and some random guy came straight through the doors and stole our Vmoto scooter.
Oh.
Well, that's the reason why you want to have cameras.
Yeah.
Did you end up catching the guy?
No. I mean, it was unregistered and everything, but so really it was a bit of a high-five moment for us because we could get rid of it. But I just believed how brazen this guy was, just strolling in there and, yeah, taking the scooter and off he went.
Wow.
Absolutely brazen.
What people actually have the knack to do to someone's business. Jeez, well, lucky you caught him, lucky for the CCTV. A good investment, Shelley. Shelley's gone.
Yep, no, Shelley's gone.
She's gone, mate. Yep, she has absolutely, Max, gone.
She's gone to
not again,
she's gone
that same gag.
11, 12. It's the top three with Danny Shuey.
Embers. Now, Danny. Politicians, they always put their foot in it, don't they?
Oh,
well, that time,
gracious.
They're quite often, you know, want to speak quite respectfully and knowledgeable and be knowledgeable about what they're talking about. There's other times where they just say the wrong thing, and as the public, we like to pick them up on it.
We do.
Quite often polished people. They're our decision makers, and we
like. Tell a lot of porky pies, those politicians.
You want to bring them back down to earth and, you know, get that stuff out of them. So, Australia. We know they're doing what they can. The country's doing what it can to protect our livestock industry against foot and mouth disease,
of course. Yep.
And in Parliament today, if you missed it, Pauline Hanson.
Please explain.
Yes. Now, Pauline Hanson has sensationally claimed that Aussie tourists are coming home covered in SHIT from Balinese cows in a bizarre rant about the government's foot and mouth response.
Bali is totally different to other countries. Because cattle roam the streets. Cattle shit on the ground. People walk in that shit. That shit then is brought back in their clothing and on their person and back into this country.
Don't agree with everything she says, but she's spot on there.
She's got a point.
She's good.
I get so angry when Luke walks out the back to cut the lawn and he steps in the dog poo because, you know, he brings that through the house. It's the same sort of thing.
Exactly.
So while she's controversial, she's got a point. So it got me thinking about the top three bizarre moments and things that have come out of Polly's mouth, though.
Three.
In 2020, the now Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Michaela Cash, now she used to be the Federal Employment Minister, so she was being interviewed about how people can get back into jobs, and she gave quite an over-enthusiastic response to a journalist mentioning the word curry. They were talking about restaurants reopening after COVID and everything. You'll know it well.
Go and have a curry for the country. Hey, I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favourite food. I promise you I will do that.
She just didn't know when to stop. I love Indian food.
I love my poppadoms.
She just did not know when to stop. She kept going bizarre.
Yes.
But yeah, people loved her for it, though, because it sort of showed that natural side, you know.
It's Australian, isn't it, coming out there and, you know, talking about Indian food, but the way that she sort of said
it's a bit over the top, though.
A little bit. Not really what a politician would actually say. But anyway, she probably got some votes for it.
In 2017, the same-sex marriage debate, of course, Queenslander MP Bob Catter. Now, he attempted to escape from his status as, you know, the poster boy for the Vote No campaign when it majorly backfired when he attempted to pivot a question about marriage equality into a discussion about crocodile maulings.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities, you know. I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned, you know. But I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
He tried to just change the subject.
How good is that? Yes, we'll talk about this. And you know what? By the way, I tell you what, big crocodile
just
attack last week.
Just pick the most random thing to bring up. Crack up.
Oh,
all right, it
big
brings
Bob.
Me to the last embers.
I wonder what he voted for, Big Bob. Yes or no?
Number one, 2015. Do you remember when Tony Abbott ate a raw onion. Do you remember this? Like he took a proper bite out of it, like as if it was an apple.
Yeah.
And he ate it and he was chewing on it and did not even flinch in his face. It was like he just was really loving
was
this raw
onion. Was he in his
budgie
smugglers when he did it?
No, he wasn't, but that would have made the clip better. If you haven't seen the footage, he's visiting an online, a farm in Tasmania. And upon being presented with an onion, he takes a hearty bite. And this is what he said about it.
You know, I enjoy onions. I normally have them cooked on the barbecue, but I enjoy onions.
Clearly he does.
He said it was his patriotic duty to consume that vegetable. So well, bizarre didn't help him. Things that politicians have said, bizarre things they've done. Anyway, the rest
good
is history.
You, yes.
The stories of the pollies keep coming.
That's right. If you ever see Tony Abbott at a Bunnings, make sure you get the onions ready for him.
Right? Straight to him.
Now, guess what, Danny?
I'm nervous what I'm guessing what with.
It's what? Coming home, right?
Yeah.
Because Swan Draft.
Ah.
My favourite drink, Danny.
Yes.
Right? It has been taken away from Western Australia. It was made here in 1857, actually. Right? And then in 2013, Lion Nathan took Swan Draft all the way over to South Australia. Well, guess what? It's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home. Tell the world Swan Draft is coming home. Now, I've always been a massive fan of Swan Draft, okay? I love the beer. It's beautiful on tap. Now, you might just go, Embers, like Swan Draft, come on, it is the worst beer in the world. But it is really honest, it's simple, and nothing better at the back bar of the Obi. You know, you got the races on, you got a bit of footy on, you know, you and all your bar flies there, or all the locals, you say wave to... Here and there, you order yourself a nice little midi off Swan Draft.
You know, you're a real poster boy for Swan Draft.
Well, I reckon, you know what? I've had a look at a few songs out there. You know, there's a lot of beer ads and beer songs. There's not many for Swan Draft, right? There's Swan Lager songs. Of course, there's Vic Bitter songs.
Yeah.
But there's no Swan Draft song. So I think that with Swan Draft coming back, I think we need to make more of a fuss.
I agree, actually, because it's quite a big deal to have a WA brand back home again. You know,
mate,
things
we've got to celebrate it.
Yeah, and keep it here.
West Australia is a wonderful place, okay? 1857, this beer was brewed here in Western Australia. And
all
then
right,
it went away.
What?
Now it's brought it back. So if Swan Draft are listening, all right, I reckon I can maybe come up with a bit of a selling song for Swan Draft. So... What do you reckon?
All right. Well, Westo's got something there you can roll with. I reckon have a crack at it.
If you can throw me some music, some background beer music, and I'll sing my Swan Draft song.
Well,
so
you picked one out, and I think there might be a few copyright issues with this because I think we're crossing our beers together.
Oh,
but you know.
All right. Okay, let's go.
You
all
ready?
Right.
All right. You want me to catch you in, or are you just going to let the music
count me in?
Okay. Well, just listen to the music. Here you go.
All right. As a proud boy from Bazaar, I took pride in wearing the white and black. Yes, that's right, Swan Districts Football Club is in my blood, and I wore my heart on the track. Which is whenever I think of a way to quench my thirst, I can't go past the beer with the same name, Swanee D. And the best cold beer is Swanee D. It's back, let's give it another crack. What do you reckon?
Evers, please listen.
What?
I understand that you're passionate about this beer and you want the company to look at you and go, yeah, Embers, can be our poster boy. What was wrong with it? No, do you know what? It was creative.
Yes, thank you.
I liked the link between Swan Districts where you played and
Swanee
D.
Always wanted to play at Swan Districts when I was young.
Yeah, do you know what? Let's send them the audio and let's see if you can score yourself maybe
a
free
card. One thing's for sure, if you're out this weekend and there's a bar that sells Swanee Draft, go and pour yourself one.
And play that while you're doing it.
That's right.
We'll wait and see if we get some...
Really set the tone.
I reckon I might go have a Swanee D tonight.
I think you should. Yeah. I think I need one after hearing that.
It sounds like most of the time on the Swanee Ds.
You can wash down your VB lawsuit with a Swanee D. Your holiday.
Last New Year's, we sat at the beautiful Regency Beach Club down in Dunsborough. We've been looking forward to this holiday all year. We were staying with a group of friends and all the kids, sort of like the first holiday you go with other kids and other families. So really looking forward to it. And we got 72 hours in, so three great days. We had a whole week down there. Everything was going well.
Yep.
You know, beach right there. It's perfect in that resort on the Dunsborough.
It's a nice little spot, isn't it?
It is so good. Everything, it was seamless, the trip so far. Anyway, we have our New Year's Eve party and, you know, all the adults stay up past the kids, few drinks. And on New Year's Day, Steph walks out of the room. We go, where's Robbie? She goes, oh, he's vomiting. And we said, oh, yeah, hungover. She goes, no. Like, we think he's got gastro. Oh, so no. Robbie didn't emerge from the room for the rest of the day.
Was it gastro?
And well, so it was, you know, when you're lingering, waiting, yeah, you're thinking, yeah, keep him in the room just in case. Or is it a hangover? Is he a bit soft, old Robbie? And then Jimmy walks out of the room the next morning. Where's Beck? Oh, she was spewing all night on the toilet.
Oh, no.
Beck's gone down with gastro.
Oh, no.
So then there's two adults down out of the eight of us. Who goes down the next day?
Danny.
So I've gone down. So one by one, all the adults have gone down with gastro and it ended up being the gross house, you know, like you're staying in this gorgeous mansion on the Dunsborough foreshore and one by one you're dropping like flies. And it got me thinking about what's ruined your holiday, because we were just all in a downer after that. Like, no one wanted to sit together and eat because none of us wanted to talk about food. We couldn't keep anything down, but it just ruined the holiday. Someone brought gastro to our New Year's Eve party. We don't know who it was. We're still trying to figure it out because they're not invited this year, of course. But what's ruined your holiday?
Yes. And there's let's throw it out to our listeners, 133353. What did ruin your holiday? Now, I could sit here and I could say so many different stories, but the reality is in 2008 on the football trip to Hong Kong, Andrew Embley ruined the holiday. All right. I'm an absolute liability after having a couple of beers. All right. I've been sort of traveling around Europe and I thought I'd get into the Hong Kong a little bit early, like a couple of days before the football trip, just to make sure that, you know, the guys, you know, had places, safe places to go to. And it was Chris Marston arrived a bit early, Will Schofield and a couple of others. And anyway, I ended up probably carrying on a little bit too much. And first football trip, I won't say exactly what I did, but in the end, I ended up hurting myself. All right, I had to fly all the way back to Perth, get an operation on my hand. And about a few months later, when all the guys got back into Perth, they sat me down and just said, Embers, you ruined it.
You were living up to the nickname Whack, were you?
Absolutely ruined it. But I tell you what, we had such a great time when you left. So I appreciate their honesty. 133353. What ruined your holiday?
Debbie from Ashfield, tell us your story.
Hello. I've got a pretty bad one. we'd been organising for about a year and a half a Kentucky tour with like 12 of us all together to go to Amsterdam. So it was going to be a real fun trip, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And I started to feel sick about maybe a week before and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get gastro or something gross. But no, it lasted a bit longer because I did a pregnancy test and she was a positive one. So I was for the whole trip and for the whole way I was away and there was no fun in Amsterdam. So it was a very expensive trip where I was watching everyone else have a lot of fun.
Debbie. Now, of course, you were very excited about the new addition to your family, but just the timing you think was just not right, Debbie?
The timing. Oh, I mean, you know, and a shout out to Josh Kennedy because, like, he's my all-time favourite player. My partner is a Dockers boy, but we ended up naming my boy Josh.
Oh, that's
you go.
Lovely.
Good on you, Debbie. Well, unfortunately, your Kentucky tour didn't work out, but you got to name the kid Josh anyway, so that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, there
There's
you
positives
go.
That come out of it. Good call, Christine from Averley is on the line. All right, Christine, tell us what ruined your holiday.
I went to Singapore with a friend. We'd been planning the trip for ages and ages. Day after we arrived, I got pneumonia ended up in the Raffles Hospital. So out of 8-day holiday, I had 6 days in the Raffles Hospital. My heart went into AF, so I ended up in ICU for 24 hours.
Oh,
so not a first time.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Christine.
Have you been back to Singapore since? Or is it one place you want to avoid?
Oh, it was honestly, the day before it happened, it was beautiful. And then I had one day after and it was lovely. And the hospital was fantastic. I cannot fault them.
Oh, I think we did that.
In Singapore, go to the Raffles Hotel.
There you go. Next time I get sick in Singapore, I know where to go. Yeah. All right?
You know where to tell them today. Yep. Do you know what?
From four floors to the Raffles.
When you're that sick, though, you really don't care about anything other than getting better. So you could have been anywhere. Doesn't matter. You just want to get healthy and enjoy the rest of the trip. Thanks, Christine. Jacob from Cloverdale, what ruined the holiday?
Is that me?
Hey, Jacob, yeah, you're on, mate. What ruined your holiday, bud?
I was on a family holiday out in Bali, and my current girlfriend at the time, I got photos of her mingling with some dudes at a party.
Oh, no. So you've taken the girlfriend up with the family, and then you've, what, gone out, and she sort of...
She was back... And I was in Bali with the family.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you.
Not cool.
Oh, Jacob,
not cool.
That's not cool. What happened to her?
Oh, she got rid of her, mate.
Yeah. Do you know what I would have done, Jacob? I would have gone stuff it, and I would have gone out and partied yourself, and just got one back.
I reckon Jacob would have. You reckon Jacob had a pretty good time in Bali?
He's just not telling us the full story.
He would have been at that Finn's Beach Club.
Yeah,
he would have been going all right.
Bit of bro code, you two, Jacob and Embers. I had no idea what was going on there. Good on you, thanks,
good story,
Jacob.
It's time. Embley comes in. The dam has well and truly burst. But Embers. Let's hope he doesn't sing it.
Joy to the world. Stop it. It's my favourite segment of the show. All right, Danny, Emma's final word. Let's make this a quick one because everyone right now is upstairs having the time of their lives.
And you're fanging to get up there. You've been pacing in the studio just wanting to get up there and enjoy the rest of the
end
night.
End of financial. Those swanny drafts, hey? They've got my name written all over it. Now, obviously some exciting times coming up for the Embley household. Yeah. Less than 3 weeks, I think it is, that my wife Katie will give birth to a little baby girl. Now, we're really excited about it. You know, we talked to the baby a bit. When you were pregnant with your two, did you talk to her? Did you have any songs that you would sing to it?
We used to play Paul Kelly. Give love to Angus. You know that How to Make Gravy. We used to put that at the baby.
How cute. I think everyone's got a song. We sing this one.
Every day it's getting faster. Go. Everyone's a go unmasked.
Cute.
Like
yeah, so we know it's getting closer and closer. And so I was we were heading down south last weekend. I said to Katie, like, obviously with the baby coming, that's going to mean that's a bigger household. And you need to make sure that there's rules for the kids as well, so everyone can have a good place in there.
A bit of structure.
It's important too.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I don't want to make it, a house full of, rules that the kids, can't abide by, but something just to hold everyone accountable for. So I had done this before, but again, I probably haven't, held them accountable to it. So I got in early today to Triple M, and I wrote down a little, some rules and a few little things, and I got the beautiful Maddie to put it all together for me. A4 bit of paper because I'm not crafty like this. So she's written Embers' rules. All right. So in the mornings, make your bed, okay? Make your own breakfast.
Oh.
And dress yourself. Not hard. All right. So I'll put the clothes out for them, the school clothes. I just keep it really
simple. By now they should know how to do all that. So, it's pretty easy. Yeah,
9, 11, and 12-year-olds. Yeah. Okay, in the afternoon, get home, just do your homework. All right, there'll be a nice little healthy snack there for you. So, eat that. Be active. All right, you got a basketball ring in the backyard, park across the road, just go and do
exert
something.
Exert a bit of energy before
active.
Bedtime.
Absolutely.
Good for the mental health.
And then if you do all that, you can have a little bit of device time till 6 o'clock.
Embers, are you going to not be on your device, though, in that time? Set a good example.
Absolutely not. at night time, all screens off by 7:30, lights out 8 o'clock. All right, our team vision, our home is a safe place. We're all kind and respectful to each other. We only speak positively about one another.
That's really beautiful.
Well, I hope
it
works.
I think you're setting a great example.
Yeah, so A4, it's laminated. It's going to go home tonight. I'll put one in everyone's bedroom.
But does Katie have any rules? That's for the kids.
Katie's rules are be nice to Katie. All right? that's just a given. I don't think we have to write that on the paper.
Well, you should be nice for her anyway.
She's
going to be working hard when the bub comes along.
I've got three beautiful children. Like, you've got two beautiful children. And Westo's got a beautiful young boy as well. Haven't you, Westo?
I sure do. He's almost 8.
Lovey-dovey feels in studio, guys.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Go and get yourself a Swanny D. They're waiting for you upstairs.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
There's not much better than the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858.